Anti-government protests flare up in eastern Saudi Arabia. The protesters took to the streets of the city of Qatif. They chanted slogans against Bahrain's ruling Al Khalifa family in solidarity with the popular protests there. The demonstrators have been demanding the Saudi regime pull its forces out of Bahrain over the past weeks. The protests come despite a harsh Saudi crackdown on dissent in the kingdom. Riyadh has banned all protest rallies in the country. It has recently arrested scores of protesters and human rights activists. Meanwhile, in Bahrain, protests continue against the ongoing Saudi-led crackdown. The protesters are condemning Saudi Arabia's deployment of more troops and tanks to the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. Saudi-backed regime forces have dispersed a youth gathering that was preparing for a peaceful march in the village of Bourouar. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court says that the ruling Al Khalifa family is breaking international law. The ICC says it will pursue the case against Manama. Bahrain has for several weeks been under a strict martial law imposed by the ruling Al Khalifa family. This in their bid to stifle the revolution there. Hundreds of people have been arrested and dozens of others killed in the brutal crackdown that started back in mid-February.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Minister, you're here to talk about the repressive regime of Libyan Muammar Gaddafi, but you've also been charged at home with some human rights violations of your own. Do you feel that there's an inconsistency?
Well, no, there's no inconsistency. We are committed with our allies and brothers here to help the people of Libya. But the situation in Bahrain is very well known to the world, very well known to our allies.
Bahrain's foreign minister made the remarks in Rome, attending the second contact group meeting on Libya.
The Bahraini foreign minister is a liar and a pervert by daring to deny these horrific acts which are going on.
Killing dozens of protesters, arresting and torturing opposition figures, destroying mosques, as well as prosecuting medical staff for treating victims of the brutal crackdown, are among human rights violations committed by Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain.
Our ally, Bahrain, is closing down the opposition newspaper, and the top editors are going on trial. Guess what else they're doing? They are prosecuting doctors in Bahrain for performing operations, life-saving operations on protesters. That is so shameful and disgusting that we, our country, could stand by with our Fifth Fleet, our Navy there, with our allies right there as we deny them freedom.
More rights violations are surfacing. A Bahraini woman says she was sexually assaulted by Saudi-backed forces.
يعني حتى حركات ما اقدر اقولها شلون يسوي هو يعني نفسه يسوي
But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
This woman was treated like that in her own house. So just you could imagine how the women are treated inside. This is what is worrying us and this is what we see it as a frightening. Most of the women complains of sexual harassment who were there.
Where is the international outcry? A question that remains unanswered more than 2 months after the waves of awakening reached Bahrain's shores.